Okay, so it's Kuflami Gilmet Aleph. It's like, I guess, 10, 15 lines down on the page. Amar is the last word on the line. Amar Rabba. Amar, how does this go here? Amar Rabba. Bodak Lon Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef tested us. Okay, so Rav Yosef is giving them a little quiz. Okay, right there, Rashi, and Rashi explains a little bit, right? It's an interesting kind of story. It says, is there another Rashi? I thought there was Rashi. But yeah, Badlagam, Nasa Osanu, Imne Dalahashev, Rabba Kohen Avi. So Rabba was a Kohen, so it was a Rav Yosef, I guess it was the Rebbe, he tested them to see if they knew how to answer. Right? So I guess the Rebbe used to give, like, a little, you know, a little thought problems or a little questions to the students. So this is the question. This is the question he posed to Rabba the Kohen or to the Kohanim. Hi, Kohana. I guess, like, why is it relevant? It's interesting that he says that he's a Kohen. Is that important? Like, I guess, is he asking him, like, when, if Rabba wasn't a Kohen, then you wouldn't be able to ask him the question?
It's was the class of Kohanim?
Yeah, it was a Kohen class. Yeah, a Kohen training school. But, right, I mean, it's kind of funny, because it's a theoretical question. You'll see. It doesn't really have to, who cares if he particularly is a Kohen or not, whatever. So, hi kohana, the chotev matanta. So, the Kohen grabs the matanas. So, how does he grab the matanas? So, from the kids. Okay, so Rashi says, mitinokos shenosin osan lekohanim. So, apparently, what people used to do is that they'd send their matanos with the kids. They shecht an animal, and you have the matanos, zerah l'chaim v'keva, and you'd give it to the kids, and the kids would carry it from your house to the Kohen's house. And if a Kohen comes and intercepts the kid and grabs the matanos from him. Kind of funny, right? Funny story. So he wants to know, do you say chibube kamechaviv mitzvah? Do you say that it's an expression of his love of the mitzvah, Rashi v'yafe huosa, and he's doing good? Right? Oh, zilzule kamezalzal b'mitzvah. Or do you say no? On the contrary, he's zilzal, he's being mezalzal in the mitzvah. Like, it's like an embarrassment, a degrading. Right?
Okay.
That's his question. So is it a good idea or a bad idea to be grabbing the matanos from the kids? Right?
The kid would just grab the matanos?
No, the adults would grab it from the kids. Yeah, the parents would send the matanos with their children to carry the cow stomach and other body parts to the Kohen. And the big rabbi would go and go over to the kid and grab the cow stomach out of his hand.
Is that hit or miss, if he grabs the kid too?
He grabs the kid. So he wants to know, is this a good practice to promote? And it expresses their love of mitzvos? And of taking things from kids. On behalf of the Kohen who's taking it.
It's like taking a carbon from a baby.
Yeah, taking carbon from a baby, that's right.
Question.
Taking cow stomachs from cow parts from a baby, from a child. Yeah.
The matana of a Kohen, that's the mitzvah. Does the Kohen also have a mitzvah to receive it?
Well, that's kind of, well, that's what we're going to get to. That's what we're going to get to.
If so, then the Kohen was in a hurry to perform the mitzvah.
Right, well, that's the point. That's what it's saying. Is do you say that it's an expression of the Kohen's love of the mitzvah, and therefore he's a chiba of mitzvah, and that's a good idea, and he should do it? Right, it's a good idea to do. Or do you say, no, it's a zilzol, here it is. Well, he's grabbing meat from a kid. I mean, the whole thing is, sounds like, what kind of a glutton is this? Is grabbing things from kids or whatever? Right? It's a funny question. Is it good or is it bad? That was the test. That was the test that Rav Yosef was giving his Kohen Talmud. Kohen Talmidim.
Right? Is it specifically that he's grabbing it or that it's from a kid?
I don't know. Doesn't say. I think they say he's grabbing it. Because the Rambam says you shouldn't grab it. When you bring it down, they say you shouldn't grab it, you're not allowed to grab it. So it seems like the kid is just, you know, makes it a more interesting story. But I mean, the Gemara doesn't say kid. It's funny that he says it all together. I mean, why? How does Rashi know it's from the kid? It could just be, it's like, what are you going to have? The Kohen's going to go and grab it from an adult? Like, it's the funniest thing. What are you going to do? Just go smash the guy in his face and take his Kohen? Like, how are you going to, how do you grab a matana from another guy, from another grown man? It's just like, it's not a normal, reasonable case. So he's saying, is talking about kids, so you can just grab it. You just go over them and grab it. But right, I know. That's what we're going to get to. We're going to get to that. But I know, it's a good question. But we're going to get to that. Is, yeah, I mean, what's... I know, but... You know, they love mitzvahs. They just love mitzvahs. You really love a mitzvah, then you don't think about that kind of stuff. You know? I don't know. I'm just kidding. You know? Yeah. Yeah, so I guess there's one thing is we're going to have to do. I mean, I don't want to go further, but we're going to have to find the question. Right? What are the two sides? It's a funny question. Pretty funny. Hard to define. What's the question? But let's go a little further. Upashatna le, and Rav Yos Rabba, answered the test question. It's a trick question. I think that's his answer. He says, Vinasan, Veloshita Vayatsma. Hold on a second. The Pasuk says, Vinasan la Kohen. And this is, I guess, what Dr. J and Aaron are both bringing up, is that it says that you should give to the Kohen. Right? That's the mitzvah of a Nasan la Kohen is on Chayei Keva, and you should give it to the Kohen. Not that he takes it himself. That's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah isn't you take it, it's that you receive it, that the Kohen, the Yisrael, gives it to the Kohen. So if you start grabbing it, then you're forget about loving mitzvah, say to the, you know, whatever, it's just, you know, it's not the mitzvah. Yeah.
But perhaps the Kohen wants to help the other person who's giving the matana to help him to be mekayem mitzvah more quickly.
But he's not giving it. His point is that he's not helping him because he's hurting him because the mitzvah is to give it and he's not giving it. He's taking it. Oh. Giving is if someone takes it from you, that's not giving, right? That's not. It would be if you get robbed. You say I'm giving money to the poor, right? By the poor, you're robbed by a poor guy. That's not giving. It's not giving. That's just the guy's taking it. Right, so he's saying is, since the mitzvah is v'nasan, so he says it's not going to work altogether. Rashi v'nasan lakoin v'loshiita lakoin me'atzmo. Right, so that's so. Notice if it were there weren't this pasuk of v'nasan, didn't matter whether he gives it or you receive it. Who really cares? So then you have a fair question. So now should he grab it or should he not grab it? Does he want to love the mitzvah or is it a zilzal? But that's why I'm saying it's a trick. Because it seems like it's a trick answer. Because his answer is that that's a trick question. Because since the mitzvah is the nasan v'loshita me'atzmo, you can't even ask the kasha. It's not even right. You know what I mean? It sounds like his answer is that that's why it's a test. The test is you trick them into thinking it's a fair question, and they get distracted by all the going back and forth between the two sides, and it turns out the whole question was a decoy. It's not even a question, because there's a more primary problem with the whole thing. Right? Sounds that's like the trick. So it's in thinking. I mean, I guess that's a good important point in thinking. Sometimes you get, you have to know how to think about a problem. Sometimes you get lost in thinking about some chagira, and you don't realize the whole thing is really not. Not practical. There's a more primary question which could render the whole point moot. Right? So, you got to know, learning isn't just about, thinking about puzzles and asking a nice chakiras. It's about things which actually have meaning and practical value. So it's a nice theoretical question, but you got to realize this is a theoretical question have applicability. So the test was not to get lost and to answer the question. The test was to realize that it's not really a question. I guess, right? But it seems like that's what's going on, right? So what happens then? So, let's leave it here. So I forgot to mention I wanted to do the Ron. I forgot about the Ron. But let's why don't we just stop here for now? I mean, the Gemara's going to go further. Do you guys go further than Gemara, or you just stopped here?
No, further.
A little further.
Got a little confused.
You got a little confused. Okay, so let's not get confused. Okay, I'll let you guys do that tomorrow when you prepare. I get more confused. So let's, for now, let's see if we can give an idea for this question. Two steps here, right? I guess first thing we have to define is to fall for the trick and try to define his question. Right, what's that question?
And then
I guess define the Havmin Maskana of the trick. Right, apparently the Havmin, there's no problem with Veloshi Yitol Me'atzmo, right? The Maskana is, no, there's this halacha of Nasan Veloshi Yitol Me'atzmo. So, but for starters, pretend you didn't know about that point. And then what's the Chagira? Let me just tell you what the Ron says. I mean, it's an interesting point. It's a funny Ron. But it's Memhema Beis. Okay, Memhema Beis. You'll see. There's an open problem on the Ron. I mean, I think you guys will just tell me the problem. But he says, Mirmirin Chuvika Mechavi Mitzvah. It's in the paragraph Amar Rava, Brother Gunnar of Yosef. Right? It's a good idea. He says, Umihu Mashma Li. The Ron says, it's Mashma to me. Mem Hayam Abes. The Dafka Kishi Yitnim Loha Bailam Biratzon Achakach. It's only, the old question is only if after you take it from the kid, you bring it back to the Baal, and the Baal, the owner, gives it to you. Okay? The Ilo, because if not, Lo Masafka. Right? No Masafka Midi. Then there's no Safek. Then it's Enoch Sibbehu. Because it says Nesina, V'yeshbon tovas on al-bailan, the bailan get to choose who they want to give it to. So he's saying is that how could there even be such a question? Because the halacha is you have to give it, the bailan gives it, the bailan gets to choose who he gives it to. So he says it must be the whole question was talking about where you grab it from the kid, then you bring it back to the original bailan, you're the kohen. The kohen grabs it from the kid, brings it back to the original bailan, and then gives it to the bailan, and then the bailan will give it to him. And the question is, that's his question, is that a good idea because you love mitzvos? Or no, that's a zilzal, shouldn't do that. But he says, if not for that, then how could you even have a question? Because of course you can't just grab it from the kid, because the kohen has the right to choose. Right? He has the right to choose. Nesina, you need Nesina. Right? So what's the problem with Iran? I mean, he's making a whole case. That's one thing. He's making up a whole story. But
it's not really grabbing it at that point. If you bring it back to the ball and the ball hands it to you.
Well, okay. But you still kind of, if you hold that it's a zilzul of the mitzvah, you could still argue it's like a zilzul of the mitzvah. Because mm-hmm. The whole thing is a play. It's, you know, it doesn't look too good, too kosher either way, you know?
What if you don't grab it from the kid? You're going and asking.
That's true. But still, in terms of the zilzul of the mitzvah, you could still say it's the same zilzul. Because you're basically grabbing from the kid. And then kind of forcing the coin's hand. I mean, look, what's his shul going to do now? Now he could send it back with the kid again? I mean, you can, in a certain sense, forcing his hand. Like, look, like, he does have a right to choose. But, like, the whole thing, if you hold it, there's a zilzal, it doesn't exactly look like a...
I'm not saying in terms of you forcing his hand, in terms of the fact that you grabbed it from him did nothing. Meaning, it's like, can he be yotzei? I thought the question was, like...
In terms of what? Now the question is, the Gemara's question is it a good idea for a kohen to do this, right? Is it a good idea for a kohen to do this, or not? Right? So now the Ron says, how could it be a good idea to do this? There's no nesina, because the kohen gets to choose. So he's saying, it must be it's talking about where you grab it from the kid, and then you go back to the cut to the Yisrael and ask him, and then he'll do it to you, he'll give it to you. That's the case. So I'm saying is that that's what the Ron says the facts are. How does the Gemara read? Well, that's just to remind you how the Gemara goes. So the Gemara goes, is Rabbah tested us with this thing, right? Rabbi Yosef tested us with this thing. If the Kohen grabs it, is it Zilzal Mitzvah or is it Chibah Mitzvah, right? And then what did Rabbah answer back? His answer was, whoa, hold on a second. The Torah says, V'nasan, V'lo Sheetal Me'atzmo, the Kohen has to give it, and not that the Yisrael gives it, and not that the Kohen takes it. And therefore it's not a question. Right? That's what the Gemara thought. That's how the Gemara reads. So now what's the Ron saying? He's saying, no, the whole case can't possibly be talking about if you just grab it from him, because then it's not an asina. So therefore it must be the whole question is talking about a case where you grab it and then bring it back to the Kohen, and then the give it to Yisrael, and Yisrael gives it to you. And that's where there's a fair question. And then what does the Gemara say? No, that doesn't work, because his answer is, because we're asma. But the whole case was rigged to get around that problem. So, like, how's the Ron It's like the Ron's almost like forgetting, pretending there's no Gemara. Like if the Gemara ended, is it Chiv Mutzah or is it Zilzal Mitzvah? Then the Ron could say, oh, by the way, it's talking about this funny case. But the Gemara didn't end there. The Gemara said that's not a fair question because we don't have solutions to the Yatzma. So what's the Ron doing? So now the Ron's, if the case really is what the Ron is claiming it is, so then what's the Gemara's answer? V'nosan v'loshil v'me'atzma. It is v'nosan, because you're going back to the Kohen, to the Yisrael, and the Yisrael's giving it to you willingly. So how's the Ron, it's like the Ron's not reading the Gemara. It's like the Ron's cutting off the end of the Gemara and just trying to make it up, as if the Ron thought of this idea himself. That has to be in a Sina. But doesn't the Gemara itself have that? But the Ron didn't have a different gersa, because the Gemara says, but not something like Cohen, Velishim, and Asmo, the Ron himself has that same gersa. He explains it. So that's what I'm saying, is the Ron's like, the Ron's a problem. Right? I mean, it's a problem, it's not logical, but it's just like, what's going on, how's the Ron in the Gemara? Right? Something's going on in the Ron. You have to learn the Gemara differently. I mean, you have to really, I don't think we're ready to do the Ron. I think we have to deal with Rashi first. But just saying is, the Ron's making problems for himself. But for the time being, though, let's forget about the Ron. Okay? And let's just focus on the original question. Original question in Rashi, forgetting about Nesina problems. Mitzvah, forget about that. The mitzvah would be just you give it to the Kohen, you give it, he takes it, who really cares? Whatever. Okay? Leave that open-ended. So now the question is it a chiba mitzvah for the Kohen to grab it? Or do you say it's a zozel mitzvah for the Kohen to grab it? Huh? So what's that question? So we're talking about the question is, the way it sounds like the question is asking is like, you want to know, is the guy, this is Daniel's first step, is it seems like a guy really is chibah mitzvah. If the guy, his mom is just a glutton and he's grabbing the matanos because he's hungry and he wants money, and then that's not the case. There's no question. Of course, you know, that's not chibah mitzvah. Right? That's not what he's doing. So we're talking about a guy who really is a lover of the mitzvahs, which means, what does that mean? So I guess it means, look, Matnas Kahuna is an institution which is giving kavod to the kahuna, and it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to give kavod to the kahuna, and he's a kohen, and he wants to. He loves mitzvahs, and he wants to be a vehicle of that mitzvah. Look, it's an important mitzvah in Klal Yisrael, and there's an idea that you want to be involved firsthand in the institution because you're attachment to the mitzvahs. You want to be involved in that institution of kavod to the kahuna. You're not doing because you're hungry and because you want the meat, but it's an institution of you want to be a vehicle of expression of that idea of the cover of the kahuna, right? Just like Avinu wants to be in a vehicle of building Am Yisrael, building a nation of Kiddush Hashem. I mean, that's someone who's perfected, wants to be involved in the realization of the perfection, realization of the system. So he loves mitzvahs and he wants to be involved in it. But on the other hand, it looks bad. A person who's going to witness this event is going to look at it as look at that crazy calling, look at that gluttonous calling. That's the way it's going to look, right? So that's how Daniel's couching the question. Right? What's the which way? How do you go on that side? So my questions could go any further. So what I'm saying is there precedent to answer that type of a question? Is what do you do if I'm doing something which is perfectly good and righteous and loving of mitzvahs, but at the same time, someone may look at me negatively? So I'm saying this is a famous machlokas which goes back to David HaMelech and his wife. I think it was Michal, I forget. One of his wives. But basically what was happening, they came back with Aaron, the Torah, Aaron, and he was very, very excited about it because they finally, I think they got it back from the Plishtim, and he was dancing, wild dancing. Right? He was my father, Harker, Lefnei the Torah, dancing like wild. Wild, crazy dancing. His clothes were going on. I mean, he basically was going wild. And that's what she said to him. She said, what are you doing? You're a king. And the king, this isn't befitting for a king to do. Right? Who do you think you are? He says, you have to be concerned about the kavod of the melech. And he said to her, he says, no. He says, this is kavod shemayim, and I'd be even more embarrassed than this. I close the old mizel, so, you know, I would have even... And he was melchiachar. And I think they say she was punished. She didn't have a kid, or there's some sort of punishment she had for that. That basically the point is that his point is that in the face of Kavod Shemayim, there's no room for Kavod Adam. That was the idea. It's like this is an action of Kavod Shemayim, of dancing with the Torah and Aaron and all that. And there's no room to worry about my own personal Kavod. I am a king, Yeah, but Kvod Shemayim is what really matters, and this is an expression of my Kvod Shemayim. Right, and I think that's the idea, like dancing Simchas Torah, or there's another Gemara that says like dancing Chasan and Kala. There's a Gemara that says that different Tanaim used to juggle, and another one used to do a somersault or something, another one used to take the Kala on his shoulders and dance with her. It's true. The Gemara asks, how do you do that? So it's funny, it's awesome. Took on his shoulders and answer. He says, maybe they asked, could we do that? I think he said, maybe I'm misremembering a little bit. He says, if she is to you like a beam on your shoulders, you know, like you're carrying around the piece of wood, then it's okay. So what he's saying is that basically he had no sexual, it was totally like a mitzvah, and he totally had no, there's no sexual content to the thing, and it was okay.
I guess we do the chair these days.
Yeah, the chair. Yeah. A little mockery on that. Do the chair. So basically, though, I don't say a pshat like that. That you're involved in like midas kodesh baruch hu of like simcha of chasam and kala of chesed and chasam kala. So that's an idea. Is that you could even be mevazeh yourself, right? And even do things which would be normally not be fitting for a talmid chacham to be doing, juggling whatever. It's like clowning around, but that's a mitzvah. So in general, if you do that, someone's going to look at you and say, whatever. What are you going to do? This is a mitzvah. Sleep with mitzvah. Sleep with mitzvah. I mean, you can't be mezalzel and just start dancing for fun, and then you have to worry about it's going to look like you're just a party animal. You're a pig. You just want to start grabbing your meat and look like a glutton, walk around the streets grabbing meat, not for mitzvah. Then that's, of course, that's gluttonous. But here you're really doing chibah mitzvah. So mitzvah. So that's you love the mitzvah and you want to be a vehicle of kavod kuhuna, so the institution of honest kuhuna. So therefore, so do it. Some guy who's not at a level is going to not realize what's going on, and now he's going to accuse me of being a glutton. So be it. That's his problem. But I'm doing kavod kuhuna. I'm doing the mitzvah, and I love the mitzvah. What do I have to care about what another guy's going to think? Right? Okay. Or do you say, what Matt's saying? Right? Or no? No? The other side. What's the counter argument to that?
I would first say that, like.
But I think so, Matt's saying the other side, and maybe I'm going to elaborate a little bit. But the idea is, you're right. Normally in mitzvahs, that's what you say. But what is this mitzvah? What is this mitzvah? Honest kuhuna. It's a mitzvah of kavod of the kuhuna. Right? L'mashcha, l'gedula, you're giving kavod to the kuhuna. That's the nature of the mitzvah. And you see, we're concerned about that it results in that. And if it looks like an institution of padding the pockets of the kohen, then that's on the mind's whole mitzvah. And that's why the kohen tava, who takes the matanas, you put him in chayram. This mitzvah is a tricky mitzvah. Because on the one hand, it's like it's kavod to the kuhuna, but on the other hand, it has the potential of it looking like it's a mitzvah of Kohanim taking advantage of the people and patting the pockets of the priests, right? That's it. Does it look bad? The whole mitzvah is a mitzvah of bringing kavod to the Kohen. So if in this mitzvah it's going to look like his zilzel, you could argue that that's going to undermine the whole mitzvah, right? This is going to undermine the whole mitzvah. See, by kavod haTorah, the mitzvah is kavod haTorah, and no one else doing kavod haTorah. Now you're just saying, oh, but it's going to affect the kavod of the king. Yeah, but this is Kavod HaTorah. So this Kavod HaTorah is that the king is nothing and he's dancing in front of the Torah. So now he's saying, but we don't worry about Kavod of the person. That's a different thing. But here the whole mitzvah is Kavod of the Kohuna. So now what are you saying is you love the Kavod of the Kohuna? But it's self-defeating. You could argue it's self-defeating because it's going to have the potential that a guy's going to look at it and it's going to be a mezalzel. He's going to look down at the Kohen. So in this institution, it's not just that I'm worrying about my own, the way I look, it's the very mitzvah itself which is being put into question. Right? So do you say in this institution, since it's an institution of kavod kuhuna, you have to be concerned with the way it's going to look to the people? Or do you say, no, is that, look, it's chibah mitzvah, and this is really the highest expression of kavod of the kohen, and the fact that some people may end up looking at it wrong, whatever, I don't have to worry about that. And that's his question. Do you say because the nature of the institution is kavod of the kohuna, so now you have to be more concerned with the onlooker who doesn't appreciate your perfection, and now I have to worry about that and compromise my my chiv of mitzvah because of that. Or do you say, no, bottom line is chiv of mitzvah, and this is the highest level, and this is the true kavod of the kohen, and the fact that the masses or whatever may not perceive it, but I have to act in line with the highest level of kavod of the kohen, and that's the true highest, that's the real kavod, and I don't have to worry about that. Because that's the question. But in other mitzvah, it says you never have a question like this. Because, of course, you need to go with the chiv of mitzvah. Right, you love the mitzvah, you do what you do, you love the mitzvah, and now someone's going to think it's funny. Look, people think it's funny, you carry around the little nasa, what are you going to do? That's, you have to worry about that. It's the mitzvah, and it's a good idea, and it's important mitzvah, and whatever. You can't just be worried about the people who think it's funny. Right, but here, that's the whole thing. That the mitzvah, I guess you have to say is, look, that it's not 100% self-defeating, because then it could be perceived. This is really the highest kavod, and the highest kavod is that he's a kohen and he loves the kohen and he loves mitzvahs, and it has potential to really be interpreted in the highest possible light, and it reflects the great co-perfection of the guy that he loves the mitzvah, it's part of the kedusha of the kohen, but it has potential also to be misperceived. It's not like it's totally self-defeating and undermines. It's not going to have. You could say, look, the highest kavod of the kohen, we have to strive for the highest. And the fact that it may also coexist with negative connotations, whatever, we go for the highest. Or do you say that since it's an institution of kavod, you have to be totally sensitive to any misperception and you have to avoid it? It's like, where do you draw a line here? It's
the
not...
The last thing maybe is like...
So good. So what does that leave us? So I guess what we have to do now is... So what's the what does he respond, right? He responds, "Nasam v'loshit yom me'atzma." So there's no, it's not a question. It's not really a question. Because the mitzvah is v'nasan, and not that you take it, that just undermines the mitzvah, that's not nesina anymore. Right? So, I mean, obviously, they knew about v'nasan, so basic. Right? So it was his question. So apparently, na'avmina, v'nasan would be consistent with you grabbing it. And Maskana is saying, no. V'nasan is a limud v'loshi yitol me'atzma. It's only a different idea of v'nasan, such that it doesn't allow for you to grab it.
Right?
So we have to define what's the question. All right, what's the hakira about whether v'nasan loshi me'atzma? You know, what's the din? What's the question? What's the idea of v'nasan? Right, two sides. So let's leave that, and then also let's try to define the Ran. If you remember the problem in the Ran, which we were talking about before, let's try to see if we can deal with that tomorrow. So. Okay, we'll try to see if we can deal with both of those issues. Right, they're related because the Ran is kind of getting right into that problem. He's bringing, you know, yeah.